Conversion of British soldiers. It was convenient for me to travel by rail to minister at Dapodi and Khadki congregations. Many a times, I had to wait for a train at Khadki station while coming to Pune. There, I often saw some British soldiers who also waited for the Pune train. I used to give them Bible tracts and the gospel. I spoke to them sometimes about Christ. Several of them listened and received Christ. It will not be odd if I present one or two episodes before you. Four soldiers were talking and using very nasty words near the station. I heard them and immediately went over and condemned them, saying, "You are called Christians, but yet your behavior does not suit your Christianity." I also tried to speak to them in my broken English, to the best of my knowledge. They were very ashamed, and at the same spot, they knelt down and I prayed for them. Some days later, two of them met me at Pune cantonment and saluted me. I did not recognize them. But they reminded me that I met them at the station and counseled them. They also expressed their joy and spiritual benefit received from the gospel of Christ. They said they had now become the servants and soldiers of Christ. I was overjoyed. All glory to God. During the plague, we had gone to the main street to stay there. In that house on the ground floor, there was a branch of the Bible Society occupying half the premises, and the other half was occupied by the cloth shop of our friend Sadanandiyadi. We lived on the first floor. In the evening after the shops were closed, we had to enter the house through a small lane behind the house. On the other end of the lane lived some German and Russian prostitutes. People had complained about their presence, but the military department mostly ignored them, stating that this was necessary for the army men. If they were not there, these men may enter their homes forcefully. People were surprised to hear this. I used to come home late in the evening, which caused me to pass through the narrow lane behind the house. Once I was returning home at around 9 p.m., I saw three European soldiers following me. They stopped me and asked me if I knew where these prostitutes stayed. I evaded the question, but instead invited them to come with me and took them home. I asked my wife to quickly prepare some tea. While she and my 8-year-old son were terribly fear-stricken seeing these gigantic figures, wondering what on earth made me bring them home and what if they played havoc, I boldly rebuked them in my broken English for their tastefulness. I challenged them that the British had brought the gospel of Christ into India and here they were proclaiming the devil. They were sincerely ashamed when I confronted them with the fact of sin and its results. I shared with them the gospel. They knelt down with me, and I prayed for them that they may be given the true repentance. I gave them copies of the gospel of Christ. Later, after having tea together and noting down my name and address, they went away. About 2 months later, I received a letter from one of them. In that, he recalled that very day and said, "I fully repented and received the way of Jesus Christ. I am very thankful to you for bringing me to the feet of Christ. I am writing this letter to thank you for giving me the gospel." Many of us stay together in the barracks. It is difficult to get a good time to read the Bible and pray. But I pray to God when everybody is fast asleep. Sometimes, I go to a solitary place and read the Holy Bible and pray. Now by God's grace, I have 5 friends who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. From time to time, we visit the nearby garden and pray together. May you also remember us in your prayers. This letter gave me immense pleasure, for God had given me courage to speak to such people. Few days later, I was the happy recipient of a letter from yet another soldier. He had been transferred to another place. He informed me that he was stable in the faith. After reading the letter, I praised and thanked the Lord, for he had given me the wisdom and courage to reach out to those men with the gospel of Christ. I forsook my parents, brothers, and house to gain Christ. But the dear Lord of his servants gave me many brothers and sisters and good friends. Their fellowship and guidance made me strong in the Lord and enabled me to live my life for God's glory. It is not possible for me to write all their names here.